Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. I'm so excited for today's show because we're talking about two of my favorite topics, and that is consciousness and love. The evolution of consciousness. What is the full potential? How consciousness evolves and how we can assist our own evolution. Growing into one's full potential while still in a human body. That's what we're all doing here. How frequency, quota of love, and being aware of controlling our thoughts and reactions is a jumpstart to a higher state of consciousness and evolution. Senses beyond the basic five senses, accessing the Akashic records, quantum reality, out-of-body travel, and how psychic surgery is connected to manifesting reality. So today I'm going to introduce you to this amazing woman by the name of Angela LaRue. And she's one of these beings that is absolutely walking her frequency and walking her talk. She's got many amazing, fascinating things that she's going to share with us today. And I want you to call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and ask Angie questions as you're feeling called to call in. And so without further ado, I want to introduce you to Angie LaRue. Welcome to the show, Angie.
Hello. Thank you, Cornelia, for having me. It's really wonderful to be here, and I'm excited to hear from our audience. And hello out there.
Yay. Before we get started and talking about this fascinating topic, I want to talk a little bit about your bio and what you do and what you've been up to over these last years in your awakening journey. So you are a certified master Christologist, an energy practitioner, a healer, a psychic, a teacher, spiritual counselor, and psychic surgeon. You're the manufacturer of Oregon generators, which definitely I can't wait to hear more about what that is all about. And you have a small lab of making carbon 60 oils. You had your spontaneous awakening of consciousness on December 9th in 2011, and your entire life radically altered after that. In time, you learned that the onset of so many abilities was remembering which had been well used and developed over many lifetimes, including lives that you had where you were a priestess, a crystal acolyte, a monk, a priest healer, and other associated vocations. You now use that recovered memory in a variety of ways related to health, well-being, and the evolution of consciousness. That's quite an awakening. And that must have been quite an experience for you as you started remembering these gifts with your spontaneous awakening.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it really was. And, you know, like many others who have had very radical spontaneous awakenings, kind of the cosmic 2x4. I actually thought I was losing my mind for a while. And we did a lot of tests. We did psychological tests, an IQ test. I went to doctors. I didn't know this could actually happen to a human being. I went to the Methodist Church. Both of my parents were pastors. And somehow this had never been discussed. So I didn't know what had happened to me at all. And it seemed pretty harsh, to be honest with you. And, when the psychological testing came back that I was perfectly sane, I was actually really disappointed because that meant that I couldn't solve this with a pill or a padded room. And so I was forced to become kind of a Nancy Drew, a sleuth, and solve this great mystery which had happened to me. And that, and getting in touch with spirit, led me to begin to understand what had happened, what it was, get re-educated. Everything got stripped away from me. My 20-year marriage ended. I had been living in Hawaii when it happened, and I was kind of kicked off the island. Spirit was like, let's go to the mainland. I went to the mainland. I was led to quite a few countries, in fact. And I began my internship with Spirit, and I was taught a lot of this. I was a drug into crystal shops by Spirit and made to feel crystals. And, you know, it was all these ways of getting me to finish the waking up. And it took about 3 years to land it all on the tarmac and integrate. And there was times I remember walking through Flagstaff, Arizona, and being pulled into solid objects, you know, the post box on the street, a crystal that was in a window. And I mean, just drunkenly reeling towards them. I just couldn't walk a straight line. And I was really concerned I was going to get arrested for public drunkenness. And knowing that, you know, I had taken nothing, I was in some state that I didn't understand. And I remember complete strangers coming up to me on the street and saying, "Oh, honey, you need to get grounded." I didn't even know what that meant.
Right.
It would be months before I figured that out. And yeah, I was time slipping at times. And it can be challenging. It can be really challenging to get this all sorted out and become a triad of mind, body, and spirit.
Right. I mean, you know, I can totally understand the getting grounded piece. So much light coming into you, so much intel, so much intelligence, so much light is coming in into your physical body. And then what do you do with all that light if you're not grounded, right? What do you do with all that consciousness if you're not grounded?
And you stay spiritually drunk 24/7.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And it sounds to me like, you know, when you're talking about where you were feeling like, you know, you had to go through psychological testing, and because there was no explanation out there really for what it is that you were experiencing. And it seems like your body, your physical body, was like spontaneously acting out a kind of like with your will kind of like set aside, like you almost couldn't do anything about it. You were like spontaneously acting out what the body was calling for. You had to show up in these various different things without, without being, yes, I'm willing to do this. That's got to be a challenging thing.
Within 2 hours of the awakening, the Kundalini flowed. And it would be about 3 years before I learned that was Kundalini. I thought lightning had come out of the ground.
Okay.
I had been laying on the carpet when it happened. And my whole body arched backwards like this. And only the back of my head and the back of my heels were touching as this energy coursed through me. This, like I was electrified. I thought it was ground lightning. And then what was left of my pea little brain, it was like going, ground lightning? Is there such a thing?
Okay, yeah.
So I didn't even know. And that caused, you know, all the chakras to blow wide open. And I had oh my goodness, it was endless strange things, you know, when the sacral chakra went open, I couldn't go poo for 21 days. And that led me to doctors. And then when the crown chakra went, I thought there was tarantulas crawling on my head to the extent, like I was so positive things were crawling around on my head that I was asking people, do you see like six tarantulas on top of my head? And they're like going, no. Like, are you really sure? Because I sure feel them.
Oh my goodness.
Just every chakra was a complete drama. And yeah, I totally thought I was losing it. Yeah.
So, wow. So what happened is you were just laying in your living room on the floor and the awakening kind of, you know, the lightning, is that what took place?
Yes, that was 2 hours after the awakening. The actual awakening, I was on the phone. I'm a professional artist and I was on the phone with a customer who was contracting me to make a painting for them. And I had walked into the kitchen to get a glass of water. And when I turned around with my glass in hand, it was like I could see through the atoms that made up the cabinets, the walls, the different devices on the countertops. I could see it in reality beyond it, and reality beyond that, and beyond that. And I didn't know if something was happening to my vision or what was happening. And I looked back towards the doorway, like, maybe I'll just leave the kitchen. I don't have to worry about it dissolving. I'm going to a room that's not dissolving. Like, I can't deal with this. I'm on a professional phone call. And all of a sudden, this mist formed in the middle of my kitchen. And it made this kind of shape like this. And it was this fog. And I fell into it. And I fell what I describe as between worlds, right? You know how you have the kitchen wall and the living room wall, but there's this space in between that's not kitchen and it's not living room. That's what it's like. I fell in between worlds. I wasn't in this world, but I wasn't anywhere else. I was in the space between worlds. And I'm yelling on the phone, help, I'm falling.
My gosh.
They're like, where are you falling to? I don't know. It has no top, no bottom. There's no lights. There's just light emitting from my body. And it's just like this silvery gray fog all around me.
Wow.
And I'm not sure what happened, but I kind of came out of it and I was sliding down the kitchen cabinets, water sloshing all over me on a crash course to the floor. And obviously I needed to get off the phone.
Yeah, right. And it's kind of hard to do when we're on a professional phone call and we're having a spiritual awakening.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm so glad that you're here talking about this because honestly, I've never met anyone that has had this experience before. So I'm certain that there's many others that are going to be experiencing this type of awakening coming, you know, in our evolution. So it's wonderful that you're here sharing this with us today. I want to send people to your website right away. Would you please share with our listeners where they can find out more about you before we go on break?
Yes. Please go to www.crystalarrays.com. That's CrystalArrays.com, CrystalArrays.com.
Wonderful. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. We'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
A space of allowing radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
Demystifying the journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Charlene Hess is a redheaded powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at CharleneHess.com.
Are you ready to attract abundance, release stress, look and feel younger, all from your smartphone? Get Pure Light, a free mobile app with audios that transmit powerful frequencies to shift anything in your life. Created by some of the world's top energy healers, these audios have created miracles, often quickly. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit PureLightAudio.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm with my very special guest, Angie LaRue, today. And we're talking about the evolution of consciousness. And Angie had a spiritual awakening that happened for her in 2011, and it was very abrupt. And this is not something that, that she was prepared for. So one of the questions that I wanted to ask her, we were talking about this during break, is, was this written in the pre-plan, and was she part of that awakening? Did she have consciousness? Did you have consciousness of this, Angie? That you might have written it into the pre-plan of your awakening, and you were part of that creation. That's what I'm curious about. And what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah. It took me a few years, being the detective to figure out what happened. And it looks like I set myself up. Yeah.
You did?
It looks like it. The day of the awakening was the passing of the Geminid comets. There was a rare, once only every 300 years, lunar eclipse that happened. And there was another cosmological event. So it's like the cosmos, where our planet is, where we are in our spiral arm of the galaxy, where our spiral arm in the galaxy is compared to the rest of the Milky Way, is kind of a clock that spirits use. That's the time mechanism. And yeah, that all clicked around to wake up. And in some ways, I had kind of set the stage for it. Another thing is, about a month before, I had just kind of really looked at myself in the mirror, really looked, and was very startled by what I saw. My eyes were getting dull. They were losing their life. My skin was getting very pallid. It looked like I was losing a life force, right? And that made me realize that, in fact, I wasn't liking my life at all. And in fact, whatever the point of being here had been, if there was one, I missed it. And I had this conversation with Scott, and I was like, I'm sorry, I never led my husband to you. He always stayed an atheist. You know, I'm sorry that nothing more of this life has come of this than where we're at and what we're doing, which is just being a consumer. We're just taking up space and oxygen and resources, and this all seems pretty meaningless. And if this was what being a human was about, stop the train, let me off, I'm done. I don't want to be here anymore. This is ridiculous. And I actually gave the music I went and played at my funeral that Sunday to the choir director. And I quietly went about making my plans, my exit. And it was kind of a case of the right hand didn't know what the left hand was doing. I was hiding from myself that I was even going to do this. And when I look back, I'm not sure what I was going to do, except I think I was maybe just going to stop eating and let a health crash occur, something like that.
Okay.
And the awakening came within a month or so.
So basically you were birthing, you were giving birth to your new self while the old human was dying.
And
you,
I guess so.
You basically had said, you know, goodbye. The old self was dying. The new self was being born. Yeah. And part of that, because you looked in the mirror and you saw that you needed a lifeline. You needed something else. And that this wasn't going to be sustaining you any longer, and that you didn't want to be on this hamster wheel that we've been on for thousands and thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah.
You're absolutely incredible. And, you know, when you said that that you were probably part of this, you know, that you did that where you're like, yeah, it's that spirit that you have that you can do it. That you can do it. Sign me up. I'm down for this. I want to do this. I can do this. I can do this. It's that energy. It's that courage. It's that divine feminine energy, that courageous virtue that said yes to the awakening, the pre-plan, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And not even knowing my human mind, not even knowing there was such a thing, but my human reacting out of kind of desperation of life having no value and making no sense, to kind of create this phoenix rising kind of thing. And so basically I gave up my human life and I gave up rights to my human life and asked God to take me home. And this is when my higher self takes over and creates complete utter chaos and starts teaching me all these incredible things, which have led to, I'm kind of a committee now. You know, there's mind, body, and spirit, and everybody has a vote. Mind doesn't run the show anymore. And it has a very important place. I appreciate my human a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's not capable of running the whole show. It takes all of us, and we have to listen to the body, which has its own sets of needs and its own vote. And
absolutely. Respect. Right. It's all about value, honor, and respect, isn't it? It's about listening to the heart, and it's about letting the old human fall away and die away, the programmed human that had been habitually answering to a call that wasn't true to our authentic, organic nature. Yeah. And now here that is. We are at this time in our evolution.
And I truly lived this life for someone else, for my husband. You know, my entire life was spent.
How long were you married?
20 years, almost 20 years, like 3 months shy of 20 years.
And you said your husband was an atheist?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, he was a biologist.
And he worked for the FBI?
No. He was a wide network engineer with General Dynamics.
Oh, okay.
So very high clearances and stuff, which, when the awakening happened, kept me locked in because I couldn't get help. There was nobody I could ask questions to because you have to lead a really stellar life that has no questions. You can't potentially be any kind of a concern on a national level. But that's, I don't want to go too much into that. But it did keep me kind of locked in, which is part of why my marriage so instantly dissolved, I guess. And part of why I was led away from Hawaii and to the mainland was getting out of underneath that whole patriarchal system where I had lived a life of servitude. I had gotten my husband that job through my friends and contacts. Yeah. And then I spent my life, you know, ironing his clothes and feeding him and keeping his house clean while he had that job. And I wasn't using my life. I mean, I was a little bit. You know, I served on charity committees and I was a professional artist and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But not for the potentially really great purpose that we can use our life for, which is getting over ourselves and actually being there and helping others.
Right.
Others get over themselves so they can be a light as well.
I want to touch on a thing, you know, a lot of women have given their power away to relationships, karmic relationships, because that's what it sounds like. The relationship that you had with your husband was a karmic relationship. Karmic relationships of the past where we've given our power away, and to really then claim that power back, to claim our authority back, to claim that light back, to claim that those, all the gifts, because I want to talk about your gifts. I want to talk about all the amazing gifts that you now have, who you are today, that had you stayed true to that old life, you had just gotten to a point where you just couldn't deny. You could not deny your gifts. You couldn't deny your power. You couldn't deny your love for your love of humanity, for your love of being here, why you came to this planet.
Yeah.
So, right? Giving your power away, giving our power away has been, I know so many women that have been challenged in claiming their authority back and claiming that back. So, trusting that path. And I know that's so scary when you don't have anybody to talk to and you don't know what's going on with you and you think you're crazy and all of these things. So, well done.
Well done.
And I know that this journey wasn't easy for you, because like you said, it was chaos for 3 years. But you did it. And so well done. And now life is amazing. You're living in bliss, and you're helping thousands of people, and you're doing wonderful things. So who is Angie today, and what does she do?
Oh, my goodness. Angie today. I am an instrument of the divine. I am a vessel through which light and love and health can be illuminated and brought to people. I'm another voice in the wilderness saying, have hope. It's all just a game. You're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. Yeah.
And I'm a psychic. I do readings via Zoom like this. I do lots and lots of them in person. And when I say a psychic, again, I'm just kind of the cell phone. The message comes from, you know, your higher self, your angels and guides, and I'm just the translator.
Mm-hmm.
A healer. And again, I'm just the vessel. I'm a vessel through which divine energies and healing energies can run. I'm a psychic surgeon. Again, I'm just the vessel. I'm the one who comes up with the mental constructs for organizing the energy that reconstructs, you know, whatever part of the body is needing help.
So basically, if there's a part of a body that that needed surgery, mm-hmm. You would be able to go in and do psychic surgery on that person, and basically the organ or whatever the disease is would be healed.
Yeah, it's. Do we have time to go into that?
We're getting ready to go to break, but we will continue on. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it when we come back from break. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Wonderful.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty. offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me The Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm just loving this show today, and I hope you are too. We want to have you call into the show. If you have any questions, you can call us at 1-800-930-2819, and you can ask Angie any questions that you may have that you want to talk to her about. So before the break, we were talking about psychic surgery. And I want to ask a little bit more about psychic surgery, how that's done, and then also talk to Angie about John of God. So she's got some information that she's going to share with us. So tell us about the psychic surgery that you do with people on a Zoom call where you take them through healings and through doing the psychic surgery.
So there's quite a few different things that happen. There's healings, which are done in one manner, and there's a bunch of different modalities for healing, and you know, all of them are valid. It really depends on how clear of a channel the practitioner is at, and that even that is not true. There's a lot of factors involved, and a lot of it is permission. How much permission do you give for healing? How much are you holding back that you love your story? It's part of your identity. These are roadblocks that prevent healings from being instant 100%, there's a lot of factors involved in how well a healing works. Now, a psychic surgery is a little bit different. One thing it requires is medical intuition, and that is the ability to move your consciousness inside of the person's body. And basically, it's like an X-ray or CAT scan or MRI. You can see inside the body, and you can move around inside the body. And from that position, you can see exactly what's wrong, and you can reorder the atoms and the electrons to form new structures. And then physical reality follows suit.
Hmm. Yeah. Wow, that's it in a nutshell, huh? That's psychic surgery.
Yeah.
So
a bit more complicated, but yeah. That's it in a nutshell.
And so this is what you do. This is what you do. And people can find out more about your work at, would you let us know the website again?
www.crystallarrays.com, crystallarrays.com. And yeah.
Wonderful. And one of the things that we're offering people today is we're offering a free gift that you are offering to our listeners, and it's the 7 keys to raise your frequency. Is that right? It's a video, and they can email you. Would that be a great way for people to receive the video?
Absolutely. And that email address is crystalarrays@gmail.com, crystalarrays@gmail.com. And just request it and we'll give you a link to it. It is a private closed video. So you do need the link to get in to watch it. And it's really kind of about how to raise your frequency in the middle of stress. Right. When something's going down and you're about to become a victim of whatever that drama is, this is a way to get in control yourself, stay out of the drama, and then actually be able to help the people in the drama instead of becoming a victim and getting embroiled in it yourself. So it's really practical tools that you can use. It's not high mysticism or anything.
In order to maintain and hold your vibration and emit the highest frequency, you made this gift available for people, which is fantastic. So tell us about John of God. You know, there's a lot of people, John of God is out of Brazil, mm-hmm. and there is, healings that take place over there. People go and regularly go and receive healings, and amazing things have happened over there. And you
over a million healings have happened.
Wow.
So John of God is a medium. He moves his consciousness completely out of his body, and one of about 37 different beings come in. Mostly only ones who were males in their last lifetime. Most of them were doctors and surgeons. Some of them were spiritual counselors, priests, that type of things. And, one of them is King Solomon. So it's pretty much along the Catholic line and the Christian line, the beings, or as they call them there, the entities that work with John of God. And yeah, he does it, I think, 4 days a week. And it's kind of amazing. You go there basically on a spiritual retreat, and the days that John of God is there, that you are going before him and the entities, and you only get a second, and you're starting at like 6 o'clock in the morning. There's thousands, hundreds and thousands of people there, and it's a long line that slowly moves, and the entities are scanning you the first time you go there. They're seeing what's happening in your auric field. You have to wear white because white doesn't compete with the colors in our auric field. And they're scanning it, seeing what's wrong, and then you're told what to do next, because sometimes you will need to raise your frequency before you can have a surgery. The surgery is not even going to work until you raise your frequency. And so, you know, there might be requests of things: go bathe yourself in the sacred waterfalls, go sit under the John of God lights, you know, that kind of thing to raise your frequency up. And you're told what day you come back for your psychic surgery, and they're done in mass. And so there's a great number of beings that come in and do the surgeries on everybody all at once. And then that evening, like during the night, you have 24 hours in seclusion with your eyes closed. More beings show up and do more work, and it's really amazing.
Wow, that sounds absolutely incredible. So you were drawn there. You feel like you were drawn there. You know, because part of what we were talking about with your bio earlier is that in 2011, you had your Kundalini awakening. And then, you know, all these gifts started, you started remembering, you know, various, all your different gifts from different lifetimes, when you were a priestess, when you were a monk, when you were a priest, a healer, and all of these rememberings started happening. And at first it seemed really scary and frightening, because you had no way of knowing what all of this is here now. But the more and more you were, grounding and listening and being guided to taking spiritual action on some of the things, like being drawn to this crystal, being drawn into this shop, being drawn. So going to see John.
I tease Spirit that she herded me around.
She herded. That's a great way to say that. That's a great way to say that. So would you say that you were also, you know, of course, guided to go to see John of God to assist you in your development there?
I was. I the whole psychic surgery thing and medical intuition had already opened up to me. And I was getting, you know, a number of people who were coming. And I was you know, I don't really have a background in anatomy. And so, you know, when I run into like a lesser mesenteric artery that's leaching blood and has aneurysms everywhere and has already had surgeries and there's shunts put on it and it's still not working from traditional surgeries. And so now they're coming to me. And all I can think of is like psychic duct tape to wrap the whole thing with, you know, and it's like, I need more elegant solutions than, you know, kind of, you know, mental constructs that involve, you know, really basic items, right? And so I went there to actually have more elegant solutions as a psychic surgeon. That was my intent in going there, was to talk to these great masters who have done over a million miracles. Mm-hmm. And so my request has to be translated into Portuguese. And my request got translated into protection for my house and home and my practice. And I was like, I don't need that. You know, I know that's 101 energy management. I know how to do that. I'm working on my doctoral. And it's like, oh, well, you know, that's okay. It's still a wonderful place to be. And it's wonderful to be a part. And I'm so glad I came. And I'll come up with some minor issues that I can ask for healings on. And so the day came that, you know, I was to have my healing. And you come in, it's a large room. There's like 100 people. And John of God, with whoever is incorporating him, comes in. And as he came in, he stopped and put his hand on my head. And I was quite amazed by this. And we lifted off. I looked up, and it was John of God with whoever was in him at that time. And this is a very moving moment for me. He didn't touch anyone else at all. I was the only person that was touched out of all those people. And so I asked Spirit later about, I was like, was that little, is that, you know, is he just like acknowledging that little thing you did? Because you get, when you go before John of God, you get like 1 second with John of God. You get to touch his hand, and he's already taking his hand and leading you off, where there's assistants that help you out of the room, because it's a huge line. You've been waiting in hours and hours in line, and now it's your turn. And right as I went to touch John of God's hand, my higher self went like this little thing. And I was just like, what did you just do? You know, you can't just like shoot energy into unsuspecting strangers. And it blew my whole second, like my higher self. He totally usurped my human, who was all excited to meet John of God. So I thought maybe that's what, you know, that was about, was a little cute little thing my higher self did. And she's like, no. And I was like, well, were they acknowledging that what I had come for here got mistranslated into Portuguese? And she's like, no. I was like, well, what else is there? You know, 1 second interaction with John of God, what else could it possibly be? And I was like, well, was I being already acknowledged as being a psychic surgeon? And she's like, yes.
Oh.
So that was a big moment for me. And then that night when the John of God entities came, I saw them very distinctly and very clearly. And there was these kind of greenish gold lights circling around me really rapidly and flashing on and off, right? And I thought it was some kind of strange tropical lightning bug or something. And I asked the hotel management the next day, and they're like, not John of God entities.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So. Wow. And the entities are also with you now in your haven, right?
They came home with me.
They came home with you.
Yeah.
They like playing with you, and they love the fact that they're with someone that, will allow to use their assistance, I'm sure.
Oh,
right?
Oh my goodness. I just respect them and appreciate them so much. And I invite them to any dealings I have with any clients, whether it's psychic readings or cleansing and purifying or healings or, you know, psychic surgeries. And, you know, I've had people, you know, tell me that just in talking with me that they received a healing and they recognize the energy as being those energies connected with John of God. And this is actually how I learned that the entities came home with me, is other people started telling me, you know, I had several psychics go, oh, you've got a lot more with you now. Oh, John of God entities? The John of God entities are with you? So I actually learned through other people, because I could be a little dense sometimes.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like that to me, but because it feels like you are absolutely amazing with your higher consciousness and what you're emitting forth and what you're bringing forth. And so I deeply treasure the fact that we're having this conversation today. So thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst?
Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm with my very special guest, Angie LaRue, and we have a caller. We have a caller on the show.
Jenny from Seattle, you are on the air.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi. Oh, I'm loving this show, and I'm so happy I got in on it. I'm very much enjoying this story. I'm due to have glaucoma surgery coming up in October because I have a problem with all the drops they're using. They did the laser work and now scheduled me to put a shunt in, which I'm hesitant about because they've only been doing this in the United States for 6 months. So that's why I'm very much interested in psychic surgery.
Is the shunt because of swelling of the eyeball?
The pressure is too high, and I'm losing vision because of the eye pressure.
Okay. And you're in Seattle?
Yes.
Okay. So I guess first off, it's potentially possible I've definitely removed glaucoma from eyes before. That's easy enough. The swelling in the eyeballs is a little harder to do, but possible. It goes down very slowly, to be honest with you. So far, I've done a few eye surgeries, and that's my experience, is it has to be reabsorbed by the body. Mm-hmm. But I can program it to be reabsorbed by the body, but it does seem to take a while. So it seems to be a slow, just as it's slow to build up, it seems to be slow to go back down again. And the other thing, I guess it would be very pertinent for you, is I can do remote healings, but psychic surgeries, I can't do remote. I need to do those in person. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm definitely interested in looking at your website, and it looks like you have a lot to offer. So.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. I just love your story. And I also love that you said you learn through other people. And because I feel a little dense. And to me, you don't sound dense at all. I learn from other people too. And it takes me a while for things to kick in. And then when they do, I really get it. So.
And sometimes it just requires, I mean, I'm just kind of another voice in the wilderness. I'm not saying anything different than anybody who's awakened is saying. I just have my own way of saying it. But, and I can have 14 other people to describe something, but there'll be that one person that says it just in the way that resonates with my brain, and it's a light bulb, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. And how you had your awakening, like in a moment. I've had shifts happen in a moment over the last 30 years, or even before that, from the time I was 14 on, just things happen like in a spark.
Right.
And when I've shared that with people, they look at me like, what the heck? That's not possible.
Oh, you know, so no. It's quite common in my world.
Yes.
Almost everybody I know, I wish that for them. I mean, that's my fondest wish, is a very graceful, gentle, easeful awakening of consciousness, and not the cosmic 2x4 I got. That's harsh.
Yeah.
It's really harsh. So, I mean, what you're experiencing is what I wish for everyone. And I know a lot of people, and a lot of people are actually awakening like that. And, you know, it could be that you're just, not finding yet your tribe. Because once you find them, it's surprising. There they all are, and you have very similar stories, and you're walking the same path, and you enthuse each other, and you excite each other, and you support each other. And then there comes a point, in fact, where it seems like everybody in the world is awakened, because you know 300 people, and they all are. So it must be the whole world, right? When we live at the frequency that we're at, the world unfolds before us at that frequency. So experience in life is truly perspective, and we're seeing it at the frequency in which we are.
Yeah. Absolutely. I absolutely love that. I'm so glad, Jenny, that you called in. Did you get your question answered?
I did. Thank you for that. And I also like the people are showing up that are more in line with who I am now.
Yeah. Good for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks so much, Jenny, for calling in. And we're going to make, you have the email, you have Angie's email available. Yeah. Would you say that email again, Angie? Would you let our listeners know again one more time?
Yes, it is. My email is crystalarrays@gmail.com, and that's spelled crystalarrays@gmail.com.
All right. And so now we've just got a couple minutes left, Angie. And what is it now that we want to leave the audience with for this amazing interview talk that we had today? And what is it that you want to leave and say to everyone about the work that you do, what you're offering, or any other thing that you want to share?
You'll find a lot on my website. I'm available for a lot of things. But what I think I'd really like to leave the audience with is that awakening is not a goal. Some lives we awaken, some we don't. Doesn't matter. We're all here learning and doing things. This is not a contest. There's no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. We are eternal spirits, and we try on many, many, many costumes. So wherever you are and whatever you're doing, in the big picture, you're right where you're supposed to be, experiencing what you are. And there's valuable learning in it for your soul, which you are composed of also your soul.
Wonderful, wonderful. Let's give the audience your website one more time.
www.crystalarrays.com. That's crystalarrays.com. Crystalarrays.com. And you can book with me through there, remote healing, psychic readings, all sorts of things. If you're local in the Colorado area or visiting Boulder, Colorado, please come for a tour. This is an amazing place. The tour is about 3 hours long. It's incredibly informative. We manufacture organ generators. We have a lab making carbon 60s. These are all things Spirit led me to for the health of the body. Apparently she wants me to be around a while longer, and you too. And also a tour of the Crystal Sanctum, which is a truly special place. It's visited by a shaman and priest and rabbis and pastors and all manner of holy people, because the frequency it is at is a bridge state to the sixth dimension. It's very easy there to contact with stuff. And there's also a giant orgon generator crystal biobed there, which you'll see on the website. And physicists and electricians and other people like to come and check that out, because apparently free energy is really interesting.
Thanks so much, Angie LaRue. It's been a great afternoon. Thank you so much. We'll talk again soon. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.